In many Texas school districts, teachers are turning to iPads to help classroom education. Over the past year, AISD rolled out 2,500 iPads and says that every school in the district has at least one device available to students. John Alwanay is AISD's Executive Director of Technology.
This is a big effort for us to introduce technology, interactive technology like the iPads, in the classrooms and put it in the hands of the students.
Awane says iPads are just one part of the district's transition to mobile technology as a tool for learning. Jennifer Berglund at the Texas Computer Education Agency says the increased presence of technology is a necessary progression.
There's a ton of benefits for technology in classrooms. It's number one, it is the way our students live and work outside of the classroom. I mean, as soon as they leave the school door, many of them are hitting their computers and they're communicating that way, they're collaborating that way, they're socializing that way.
While the prevalence of such technology in classrooms seems promising, some experts have a lot of questions. Is it affordable for districts given perpetual upgrades? Does every student have access? Which grades are more appropriate? Keen Haywood is an education researcher at the University of Texas at Austin.
I don't think anyone's really got it figured out yet. We're still trying to understand, you know, how to best use that kind of technology to get those kinds of results that can help us test the students in better ways.
It may be too soon to predict the impact iPads and mobile technology might have on education in Texas, but districts across the state are still making the jump. McAllen Independent School District has assigned nearly 7,000 iPads and iPod Touches to students, and plans to have one for every one of the district's 25,000 students by this time next year. For KUT News and ReportingTexas.com, I'm Carlos Morales.